I'm saying that after the second ruling by the Supreme Court, I reached out severally to Mr. Speaker. He wouldn't pick my call. I drove to his gate. He was there. They told me he was asleep. I went there again. He was not ready to receive. Apart from that, council members reached out to him, including the council members, and prominent people who I don't have the permission to mention that, engaged me. And the understanding of that, Mr. Speaker has been listening to all of them, that he had made the ruling, and that even after he expressed his opinion on the House floor, he still referred to me as majority leader. So I have nothing to worry. In fact, one very prominent chief urged upon me to go back to Mr. Speaker again. I shouldn't give up. I went again to his gate. I reported back. The chief was doing this call between myself and Speaker. And then eventually, Mr. Speaker told that prominent chief that he was busy with those guests who were visiting him and that we should make it on Monday. Monday morning, my deputy and I, he gave us time, 10 o'clock. My deputy and I visited his office. He was not there. We waited the whole day. He couldn't make time. We reported back to the prominent chief. And the chief got back to him. He said, he has seen our calls. And that he was busy. So you make time for us. I said, no problem. The understanding was that, in fact, he was even going to recall parliament without recourse to our application, so that it would be meter. That was the understanding we had. We said, no problem. Now, we said, get your people to go back to their feet, which was the only issue outstanding. Mr. Speaker again assured the Council of State and these prominent chiefs that, it has no problem, and that the sitting arrangement is the responsibility of the clerk, not his responsibility. I said, no problem, we agree. We waited upon him thinking that we were going to call parliament the next day, Wednesday. It didn't happen. Then he traveled out of the country and issued a statement on his way that parliament be recalled the next week, Thursday, which was 7th of November. We had no problem with that. We continued to reach out. When he came back on Wednesday, he came back on Tuesday. His press conference was on Wednesday. He came back on Tuesday. Council of State met us on Tuesday and said that they had an appointment with Mr. Speaker on Wednesday so that we can all discuss and then get the other side to go back to their seat. And we said, okay. Then on the Wednesday, Mr. Speaker himself, the dropping in it, came to Accra. He avoided meeting the Council of State chairman. And then he said he was going to do a press conference. We sat in our offices, waiting that Mr. Speaker will make time for all of us to sit down, only for him to do his press conference, rather unreconciliatory language, attacking the president, the judiciary, and all. Anyway, let's let this fly. The next day, Thursday morning, there were two issues, two programs. One, we had to interview some applicants for the position of clerk to parliament. Atufosin is a member of the committee. I am a member of the committee. He, Mr. Speaker, was chairing it. And we were waiting for Mr. Asiedu Nketiah, who was also a member of the board, and he was flying in from Kumasi. At the same time, we had a caucus meeting. So I told the clerk, now look, we were waiting. Mr. Speaker was in office. That meeting had not started. So I was going to the and the NDP office. So I again asked them, now look, I don't any confusion in the chamber. Clerk, Mr. Speaker says that you are responsible for the arrangement in the chamber. Have you done the needful